I would tell them how long I've been right here in this place where I'm at. And I said, I've been there 14 years. And he said, you ain't gonna leave, Dex. I said, no, I couldn't live no better nowhere on this earth. Because I know the folks here and they know me.
Yeah.
And I get so long, I ain't never had no trouble with nobody from a child on up to this day.
You really, I mean, it does help then to know people.
Yes, sir. And so, this section here, this is Hampton Mill District here in Long County. Now we get along fine here. Everything is improved, and I've learned more and more every year. And in my time, what I've done, I studied human race. I've studied that, white and colored.
Yeah.
I know about when I see a white man, I know about what he's going to mount. Get acquainted with it. And my color the same way.
Well, you think times are better now than they were.
Yes, it's time. Now, we used to live cheaper. You know, when I first come along, as a preacher said one day, he said, we could buy meat. You know, I know when to buy meat, 5 cents a pound. But you didn't have 5 cents to buy it.
Really. Yeah.
You see.
Yeah.
Now some of these older folks once in a while talk about back, said if they could live better. No, they couldn't live at that time now, because you young folk couldn't live at that time. You couldn't make it. Now if they change things now, you couldn't make it. We don't nothing to go back. Now I can stand it, but we don't nothing to go back on account of y'all young folk. No, we want it to go on higher. Let it go on higher. Because our time is done spent. I'm talking about we ain't after no enjoyment. Now we just have to live it.
Yeah.
Y'all got to enjoy life.
Wow. There's, the three other people we've talked to, they all thought it was better back then.
Yes, sir. It ain't better. It wasn't better back then. It's better right now. Now, a fella can make all the money you want. Now, you take my age, that's right here, and I can make all the money I want. Just turn around, I can get out here, and I can go help a fella load a load of hogs. Just go out there and stand at the back of the truck for him. They got hogs all over this section. I got some out there, but I ain't got like these folk. I can stand at the back of the truck, and the hogs run up on the truck, and they give me a couple of dollars. And maybe another fella, he may have two loads of one, or another fella one. And they bring me on back home, and I ain't done nothing.
Yeah.
And so, what was I say, but the way I live, these fellas, young fellas, I tell them I don't want no job. I can't get no work, no job, and I don't want them because let the young folks have it. But I raised me 7 deep, and I raised my garden. I raised my meat and bread. I put from me... fresh meat in the freezer, and I hang up with some dry meat, and I just live. The folks, heap folk don't know how I live, but I just live.
It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other fella makes his money, but when Christmas comes, I can yell about show more than he could, because I have me some meat.
Well.
I'm fixing to set out some potatoes now, old timey way. I set out potatoes, and I watch that Atlanta market. I make a heap more than I feed them to the hog and make some in, and I sell them for they come here at them. I sell under that Atlanta market, you know. They sell $4 bushes, I sell them on $3 bushes, they come in and get them.
Sure.
So I live off all kind of stuff like that.
Well, that's good. There's not too many more questions here. And
So as I say, we was at in Dublin yesterday. The fella told me, the fella is the marshal of the court. He called me and told me about what they want to do over there, what they're trying to do. He said about the new man want to come in as the judge, Judge Waters, I was judging it. Want Lawyer White, he gonna run. He told me here in March, he said, well, Peter, I want you to hit me in. About September. I said, what you gonna do? He said, I'm gonna run for judge. I said, well, he might make it. He's a good fella.